Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Rollo and Slappy Show. Today is November 14th, 2016, and I'm Rollo McFlugel, and with me is Slappy Jones, and we are both of McFlugel.com. So as we do every episode, I'll have Slappy introduce tonight's topic for us.
Thanks, Rollo. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today, tonight, whenever you're listening. Today, we're going to talk about reaching out to the left. We had an election last week, surprising results. So for the last 8 years, it was real easy to talk to conservatives and Republicans about disliking the government. Now we have a challenge because we're having a Republican in power, which should give us an opportunity to talk to the left. But they love government. So what do we do? There's been some emails, there's been some articles on our website, there's been, I know Katie Chaos also posted a video, Tom Wood sent out an email. Let's talk about it. What do you think, Rollo? Should we reach out to the left? Is this an opportunity, or should we just call them what they are?
I think it's absolutely an opportunity. You don't often get this, like you mentioned just now, the left normally loves government, so you don't get many opportunities for them to really not like government, and that's exactly what's going on now for a lot of them. So I think it's a good way to, because let's face it, I know people are, even some libertarians are looking forward to or kind of expecting some good things to come out of Trump from a small government libertarian standpoint, but you know, I think he's going to be the same as anybody else, and he's going to grow government and really just be basically the same thing we've had the last, you know, X amount of years.
Yeah.
Do you have thoughts on that?
I think it'll be interesting. I remember when Bush transitioned to Obama. And you have all the left when Bush, he does all these executive orders. This is wrong. This is unconstitutional. Then Obama comes in, does his executive orders, and then, well, you didn't complain when Bush did. It's like nice to have both sides of that coin to complain. So I'm sure that'll continue. Trump's probably, I mean, I would put money on it. We're going to have a whole bunch of establishment people in his cabinet. Nothing's going to change. The wars aren't going to end. Your taxes aren't going lower. There's no departments getting cut. So I think it's all wishful thinking on everything, on everyone's part. I have a feeling he's not going to deport anyone. He's not going to kill all the Muslims. He's not going to kill all the gays and everything that they're threatening. It's just going to be just like Obama had continued to be president. But the reaction is still pretty funny. And because of this, this we'll call it an overreaction, I mean, they're really sensationalizing this, making it sound like it's the end of the world. People are actually posting all over my Facebook feed that they don't feel safe in their own homes. Why? Because of some election. I don't know how that changes your safety at home. But they're saying that, which gives us an opportunity to discuss, hey, maybe it wasn't a good idea for Obama to do all that stuff or to have all that power, because now he doesn't, and now your enemy, which, yeah, I mean, he's everyone's enemy, has that power, and now you don't like it. Now you don't want it. Now you're scared of it. Now you want that Second Amendment back.
It's funny because I remember talking to people when Obama was taking power over, you know, all sorts of things, and I said something to the effect of, you know, it's, I understand that you're okay with someone like Obama doing all of this, but what happens when someone that you think is Hitler takes control?
And literally,
that was before Trump was even a thing. And now they literally, a lot of people literally call him Hitler. And right. It's like, I told you so. But the point I was making about Trump being basically the same thing, the status quo that we've seen, the left is going to hate him because that's, you know, it's what they're going to do, because he's the opposite party, and the right did the same thing when Obama took power and basically did the same thing that Bush did.
Mm-hmm.
They loved it when Bush did it, hate it when Obama did.
TARP and stimulus, right?
Right. So let's take advantage of that, because the left does have a number of things in common with us. And that's, you know, what I had in the video that I did was, you know, the war on drugs, ending war, mass incarceration. These are all things that the left has traditionally really cared about. when Obama was, you know, fighting the wars and Hillary Clinton was fighting the wars, they got really quiet about it. But
the left is always against Republican wars.
Right.
So don't they'll be against Obama's wars.
So let's try to, when we see people talking about that on the left, it's, a, you know, now they're anti-war and everything. It's an opportunity for us to not necessarily say, oh, where were you the last 8 years when Obama did it? Even though that's very tempting and you would be correct in saying that, but it doesn't, it just pushes them away. I think it's better to grab them and not grab them, but introduce the more libertarian ideas and reasonings behind why we're against war, why we're against the war on drugs. So there's actually some logic behind it. And my hope is that maybe that triggers something in them to think more deeply about other issues.
Right.
So even though I'm not, I said in the video, I'm not trying to turn you into a libertarian. You know, don't worry about that. I just think there's things that we have in common that we can go after Trump about. But at the same time, and I didn't say it, of course, but my hope is that they do get converted. Because why else we're trying to convert them? And they're trying to convert us, in all fairness. And I would expect them to. And
they just try to do it with really bad arguments.
Right.
Some anecdotal evidence that I had from last week that I'll share with everyone. You know, for the last couple of years, we've been talking to Republicans and getting them. It was easy to get, I shouldn't say easy, but easier to get them thinking against the government than it was for the left with Obama. And because you talk to a Democrat, then you're just a racist or whatever, or you're crazy or, you know. But anyway, last week it was Friday, and I figure I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to take a totally different tactic on a coworker, and I, you know, these liberals are emotional beings. And so she was really excited for the election. She couldn't wait to see the results, wanted to see Hillary, the historic night having the first female president. Well, she came into my office on Friday to talk about something work-related, but I decided to throw it out there. And I just said, so how are you feeling? And she kind of looked at me funny, like, what are you talking about? And I said, you know, it's been, Wednesday, Thursday is now our third day after the election. I know you were really upset. Are you doing okay? And she kind of looked to see, like, are you being a jerk or are you serious? So I kept a straight face and I said, no, I'm being dead serious. I know that was upsetting. Are you okay? And then she started talking and we had a really good conversation. I told her not to worry too much. You know, she's going to be the same, or Trump's probably going to be very similar to Obama, who was very similar to Bush, who was very similar to Clinton. Really what matters is our voluntary interactions with coworkers, with friends. I mean, this is what matters. Look, we have black, white people. We all get along here and we're all friends and we all have a great time. And then you leave the office and you say, oh, that guy's a Republican. Like, let's not let that distract us. And it brought us into a conversation on nullification, which how many people out there can say, I've had a conversation on nullification? of course we can.
We've had many.
Yeah, of course that's what we do. But here's the thing. Trump passes a law that says, let's deport all the Mexicans and all the blacks and kill all the gays. Nullify it. Just don't listen.
Right. And, I think it was, sorry to jump in, but I think it was, it was months ago, but I wrote an article about exactly that. And I called it How to Nullify a Possible President Trump. And that was when it looked like he was going to win the nomination. And that's exactly what I said. If you're terrified of Trump, and you think that he's going to do things like deport Mexicans, and you think that's wrong, if he becomes president and tries to do it, say no.
And tell your friends. Tell your friends right. that we have and, this right.
And when someone does it, don't say, well, they're just doing their job. You know, what are you going to do? No, hold them accountable to it. Say, no, you are doing something that is absolutely ethically wrong.
Yeah. And so that led me to bring up the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 and how the state Supreme Courts all the way down to individuals all nullified that law. And I told her to look it up. I said, you don't have to believe me. Go Google it. Look it up. And she thanked me for the conversation. It was about 45 minutes long. She thanked me for the conversation. She said, yeah, it gives me a lot to think about. I'm sure it didn't change her. But hey, I planted the seeds. Now she can't say she never heard these ideas. So now she has no excuse for being liberal.
Yeah. No, and that's I think it's good that you brought up an anecdotal evidence, because I do think that each individual is different and you have to cater the message to each individual. And one of the problems I see with a lot of libertarians now is, especially when I posted that to that video I made reaching out to leftists on Reddit. And the bulk of the response was something like, well, they're just, you know, completely against our views and want to use force against us and blah, 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 blah.
You have to basically defend yourself with force. Yeah.
Right. Basically conflating all people who are on the left with the most ridiculous of the social justice warriors, which, I mean, I don't know. I see the light of day usually so I can talk to people. And most people are not like that. I think 99.9% of people think that if you presented them with the typical social justice warrior point of view, they would say, that's absolutely crazy. Even if they were big Hillary supporters, you know, no one actually thinks that. And of course, Hillary Clinton doesn't think that way either. But I also want to make the point too, because you mentioned that you asked your coworker how she was feeling because you figured that she was upset. And I think, not that it's, you know, I've seen it on social media too, that people are, I know I saw something, I think it was Eva Longoria. I saw a headline. I, you know, apologize here. I didn't read the article, but
just looking at the pictures, right?
Yeah. The headline said that, she didn't leave her bed for 2 days after the election.
Over a precedent. Wow.
Right. You know, the rich, you know, she really understands the plight of the middle class, and it was really hard, really tough for her because her life's really going to be tough now. Yeah. But, you know, that aside, I'm trying not to act like that towards people.
Right, right.
But I sent you a text today linking to an article about someone who got together some tips from her friends about how women of color are going to deal with the Trump presidency, or at least that he got elected. And I just want to read one of the responses. So this woman said, I'm going through my survival archive on Tumblr, reiterating the resources in there for the people who need it, checking in on the people I love, like you all. When I can get out of bed, I will take a bath with my lover and some orange peels and lavender, and we will sit and be scared and plan and watch for patterns and signals. I'm making sure we both eat and drink water, small things. And I'm reading Martha Gellhorn's The Face of War and Baldwin in the Paris Review. Right. Find a way to stay alive and write. There is nothing else to say. So I was reading all of these things, and that was probably the most ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Read. But they're all, you know, kind of in the same ballpark. And in the beginning, I was laughing. And then as I was reading through these, I started feeling really bad for them. It's not fake.
No, it's not.
They literally feel ill over this. So I try to, I don't know. I try to get in the paradigm of these people and
try to empathize with them and see what they're trying to feel, what they're thinking or feeling. Or it's not easy.
Right. So for someone like that, I mean, maybe they're not. It wasn't like an angry, a lot of these responses weren't angry, like, oh, I hate Trevor. So even those people, as far out as they are and as crazy as what I just read is, if you approach them without attacking them, you have a chance. And if not, I mean, if it turns out that they get upset that you're not in lockstep agreement with them over, you know, social issues, and to just cut your losses and jettison them and go to the next person.
Right.
But it's, I think we can make some progress by not just mocking them right away, which I know is difficult because, man, I was at your house the night of the election and I drove home, and by the time I drove home, it looked pretty certain that Trump had a really good shot of winning. So I got home around 10:30 at night and put on the TV and put on CNN with the intention of putting on the channel that would have the most tears on it.
And I wanted to see Rachel Maddow melt. So that's why I put on MSNBC. Oh.
Yeah. Van Jones was in rare form over what was going on. So was Wolf Blitzer, all of them really. But I think we had our laughs. We drank the left's tears.
Yeah.
But now it's time to, you know, what's the purpose of doing all this stuff that we're doing? Speaking for all libertarians right now, if I may, if we're not trying to bring more people into the movement, and when you've got an opportunity to do that, like we have now, because there's people that are angry at the government, they're saying, not my president, which is exactly what we want people to do.
That's what we've been saying, right?
Right. And there's now California and Oregon have secession movements now. Yeah. And people are just kind of
being California's like, turning into Texas.
Right. And people are making fun of them over it, where it's like, I know they're hypocrites, but you have a huge opportunity for people who are saying that, you know what? I don't consent to what just happened.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, like, if we should link that Reddit comment feed on the show notes page. So you can see what people are saying. Tom Wood sent out an email. Let's read a quick quote. Ever since the French Revolution, the birth of the left as we know it, the left, yes, with exceptions, has been about one thing: social reconstruction at the point of a gun. Which is true when you're talking about intellectuals, because they know, they've learned this stuff, they've read it. They know what they're trying to do, and they know the way they're going to do it. But your everyday Democrat, they don't think at all, much less think about how they're going to enforce this social justice. So, you know, go back to the empathy. I think it is worth reaching out to Democrats, because we get along every day. We walk into the store, nobody's bothering you, no one's doing anything. You watch football games together, everyone's great. Then you find out he's a Democrat and you hate him.
Right. So. I wrote something. I wrote that about that last night, where it's everyone saying, oh, there's this huge divide in the country. Really? I mean, other than because someone voted for Trump and someone voted for Hillary, what's
the divide?
Yeah. Well, right. I don't go around asking people, oh, what are your politics? And that's going to determine whether or not I can get along with you. But yeah, with that Reddit thread that you mentioned, it's actually kind of funny, because the response, I think I got two responses from leftists between the site and on Reddit, where I posted somewhere. They were both people were like, oh yeah, this is great. Cool. Like this.
Yeah. Libertarians, it's the ANCAPs, libertarians getting upset.
Some people got real, like, dare I use the word triggered?
Oh.
And it's funny, because they, as much as they complain about the other sides, like, oh, you know, you just assume that we're like everybody else, but the cognitive dissonance here to read one of the lines: the goals you cover in this video, aside from the immigration issue, are issues that made a lot of people support Trump. And then on the other hand, the left shares absolutely none of the goals you outlined. The left has always been against massive immigration as the party of union labor. Since when? I mean, I know that that's the unions do that, because, you know, cheap labor, you know, hurts their union pools and everything. But when have you ever met a Democrat, a progressive, or a liberal, whatever you want to call them, that said, oh yeah, I'm really against immigration, I want to close the borders because, you know, it hurts union. No, like, it's, and then they were used to be in favor of, I know that they're okay with war because, you know, Obama was doing it, but and since when were
and
they
FDR and Wilson and Kennedy.
Right, and the war on drugs, like, all the things, it's this cognitive dissonance. It's funny, because it's libertarians that have it.
I know.
And it's like, wow, this is really, really bad that you are just ignore, because you hate, whatever reason there is, there's a special hatred for the left among libertarians that I see. I mean, at least I perceive.
It shouldn't be
that
too hard to figure out. If we can figure out Democrats, it shouldn't be too hard to figure out the way libertarians think.
Right. But there's this, so you can't just, man. And then it's funny too, because they're saying that, like, well, you can't reason with them because they want, they point guns at you and they get their way through violence. But we should reach out to the Trump supporters, because they're going to, you know, they're closer to everything that the people on the right, the conservatives, want is through the barrel of a gun too. So what's the difference there?
Well, and the other thing is, hey, let's get on these Democrats now, because if Trump gets in office and starts doing what he does, he's going to be a Democrat. That's how he acted the last 40 years or so. So I don't know why conservatives are excited or think Trump's going to do anything conservative or libertarian or whatever. He's going to be a leftist like he has been his whole life. So, you know, let's take between now and January 20, whatever, whenever the ceremony happens and he's anointed with these special powers, let's take this time and see if we can reach out to our friends on the left.
I agree. Yeah, I kind of took that off the rails to complaining about liberty, but I think it's necessary too. I know people.
We like the infighting.
Right. Whenever people, and it happened to me recently where I was arguing with someone, another libertarian, someone else chimed in, like, we should be focusing on, you know, whatever, not fighting against each other. It's like, well, why not? I mean, it's a market for ideas. So it's good.
It's fun too.
Right. Yeah, it is fun.
When you get yelled at in the echo chamber, it's entertaining.
It makes you stop and think.
Exactly. But anyway, I think that covers it.
Yep.
Reach out to your friends on the left. Have a good week.
Yep. Remember, show notes page for this episode is mcflugel.com/13. Of course, check us out at mcflugel.com. Be sure to subscribe to our email list so you can get podcast episodes and posts updated as soon as they happen. And also subscribe to the podcast on Stitcher or iTunes. Links will be on the show notes page. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe on YouTube as well.
It's a lot of homework. Get on it.
But if you go to the show notes page, mcflugel.com/13, you can just go down the line and click everything. And
it's all in one spot.
We make it very, very easy for you.
So have a good night and have a good day. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening.